Hello, everyone. I'm Caroline Wittenberg, and welcome to another episode of our CBIC podcast. On today's episode, we will be sitting down with Dr. Evelyn V. McKnight, Consumer Director of the Civic Board of Directors and founder of Hepatitis Outbreaks National Organization for Reform, otherwise known as ONO Reform. Evelyn has been featured on a number of national news outlets, including CBS News, CNN, USA Today, and the Wall Street Journal, so it's a pleasure to have her speak with us. The topic that I've invited Evelyn to speak about is World Health Organization's World Hand Hygiene Day, which is coming up on May 5th. It's an annual campaign that raises awareness for hand hygiene, and not only is this a fitting topic for Civic and relevant to society as a whole, but I thought that Evelyn would be able to speak to the consumer side of health and hygiene, specifically as it relates to infection prevention and control and CBIC. So, without further ado, here is Evelyn. Evelyn, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me, Caroline. I'm very happy to visit with everyone today.
Great. Before we dive right in, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I live in Fremont, Nebraska. Many of you may recall hearing about our historic flood about a month ago. We were inundated by floods of epic proportions. 25% of the homes in our town of 25,000 were lost to floodwaters. And of course, we know that those floodwaters can carry toxins, human pathogens, and can be very costly to human life after they have receded because of the toxicity that's left behind. It's been very eye-opening, and it's also been very heartwarming to see the outpouring of help that we've received from so many individuals and organizations. And so, with all that risk of disease spread by floodwaters and by mold and all sorts of ways, hygiene is at the top of everybody's mind, and there are mops, brooms, shovels, bleach, buckets, hand sanitizers, gloves, all blankets, all sorts of materials free for the taking. We know that hygiene, safety, cleanliness is a very big component of infection control, and so right now I'm living in this bubble of commitment to infection control and prevention. So World Hand Hygiene Day is very timely for us.
Understandable. What do you think being the consumer director brings to the board?
Well, it really appeals to me to talk directly to consumers. I think it's important for all of us to be active participants in our health care. So I encourage consumers whenever I can to have good communication with their health care providers, actively seek out information about their disease state or their state of health, and bring their comments and questions to their health care provider. We know that when there is good communication, that significantly decreases medical error. So it behooves all of us to be good partners in our healthcare team. So being the consumer director of Civic really appealed to me, and I've enjoyed the work with the board that I'm doing there.
And let's move on a little bit and actually talk about what you're here today. World Hand Hygiene Day. Had you heard about this prior to this podcast topic?
Yes, I have heard about World Hand Hygiene. A story that makes me smile is a number of years ago, we were on a personal visit to Fiji, just a fun time. And we visited a native village in a very remote island, and we were invited to visit the elementary school, and the children were dismissed for lunch, and so they were they move to the sink and they all sang soap and water in between that little ditty about washing your hands. And we just got such a kick out of that. We just enjoyed that so much. And not so coincidentally, I'm sure, last month I was with my three-year-old granddaughter in Phoenix, and she came home singing that same jingle. Then 2 days ago, we were in Columbus, Ohio, and when we dropped off our 11-month-old grandson to daycare, when we stepped into the door of his room and set him down, the first thing we had to do was wash our hands right there at the sink right by the door. So hand hygiene is critical in every part of the globe, and I am pleased to see more and more acceptance and adoption of good hand hygiene.
I am too. I think that what a charming little story. I like that little jingle. So just for our listeners, this is from the World Hand Hygiene website. Their campaign is called the Clean Hands Count Campaign. And three things that the campaign aims to do is to improve healthcare provider adherence to CDC hand hygiene recommendations, address the myths and misperceptions about hand hygiene, and empower patients to play a role in their care by asking or reminding healthcare providers to clean their hands. Evelyn, what would you say are some of the myths and misperceptions about hand hygiene?
Yes, well, first I'd like to give a little bit of historical perspective. It wasn't always this way that we felt that hand hygiene was paramount to good health. I recently read a book about President James Garfield, and he was there was an assassination attempt on his life 4 months after he was sworn into office. This was in 1881. And at that time, many doctors did not believe in the importance of hand hygiene or aseptic technique. There were some that did adopt that methodology, but we had not reached a tipping point in the United States. And his own personal physicians did not adopt and scoffed at the idea of hand hygiene. So in addition, at that time, there were not x-rays that were able to show us where the bullets lodged. So what his doctors did was with their bare, unwashed hands, they probed his wounds, hoping to find and to be able to dislodge the bullets. Well, this introduced bacteria, and it wasn't long before he had a raging infection. By the time he died 80 days later, his doctors had turned this 3-inch wound. It had become a 20-inch long contaminated gash. So, of course, now we do realize the importance of hand hygiene and aseptic technique, but medical professionals are only human, and there will be times when they forget to wash their hands or they think they are, quote, too busy. It's very important for us as patients to partner with them to help them remember how important it is, to help them stop, take a break if they feel they're too busy, and wash their hands.
I had no idea about that hand hygiene. Just like everything, it had an origin story. I hope we've learned our lesson a little bit. So in your personal work related to ONO reform, you bring attention to and advocate on behalf of safe injection practices and patient safety. Aside from what you've already talked about, how do you strive to do this in your professional life, but also in your personal life?
Whenever I can, I educate both professionals and consumers about the critical need for injection safety. I also try to model for patients being an active partner with their healthcare team. So I come to organizations giving them lists of questions that they can ask their doctors and nurses about their healthcare. And I try to be a good partner with my own healthcare team. they know that when I come, I'll have a lot of questions, and it will be a lively discussion.
I like that idea of your health and your, you should be empowered and in control of your health and kind of your health plan and model with your providers. I really like that idea. So, well, there you have it. That's World Hand Hygiene Day. And this May 5th, I want everybody to remember the soap and water in between. I'm not going to sing it because I don't have a very good singing voice, but Evelyn did such a good job singing it. So if you listen back, you can hear her do that. Evelyn, is there anything else you'd like to share? Any parting words?
Well, maybe we should finish with the entire jingle because I left out part of it.
Okay, that would be great.
Tied to the length of time that you should be washing your hands. That's how long it should take. You should be washing the entire time that you're singing.
Okay.
So, I don't claim to have a good singing voice, but here it is. Soap and water, in between, rub them all together, nice and clean, nice and clean. It's a tune of Prairie
Jacques. Yeah. I'm going to be thinking about that today when I wash my hands next. So thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
It was such a pleasure speaking with you. That's all for now, everybody. Until next time, fellow and future CICs, thank you all for listening and stay tuned for our next one topic to be announced. Evelyn, thank you again.
Thank you, Caroline.